Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th Legislative District in Northumberland and Snyder Counties. Representative Culver, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're at that season when a lot of senior citizens in Pennsylvania start to think about their property tax rent rebate forms. And I understand there's some good news for folks who haven't filled them out yet. What's going on here?
The deadline to apply for the state's 2015 property tax rent rebate program is being extended from June 30th to December 31st. Eligible participants can receive a rent rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2015. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. Residents are reminded that they need not pay a private entity for assistance in filing these forms. Copies of the forms, as well as assistance with filing them, are available at my office at no cost. Checks will begin to be mailed on July 1st. Those who have already applied for their rebates may check the status of their claims online at www.revenue.pa.gov or by calling toll-free 1-888-PA-TAXES.
Also, the House was in session this week and passed some legislation that will help teachers out with their qualifications, and especially some teachers who may be from a family that travels a lot due to military obligations. What's going on here?
Well, the House passed two measures this week designed to help teachers who have military ties and to grant flexibility and recognize their professional education qualifications. House Bill 2078 would help teachers by expediting educator certification and reducing fees for members of the military, military veterans, and their spouses. This is especially helpful for military members and their families who frequently move across state lines while performing service-related duties. House Bill 2082 would also allow a professional educator to carry over excess continuing professional education credits or hours into the next compliance period. Both bills now move to the Senate for consideration.
We're also getting into the season when there's a lot of county fairs and local agricultural expositions, and I understand that there's some really great information available that folks can get to tell them all about this. What's going on here?
Well, the 2016 Pennsylvania Fair Guide is now available on the Department of Agriculture's website at www.agriculture.pa.gov. The guide lists the date, locations, and contact persons for more than 100 agricultural fairs and events scheduled this summer and fall in Pennsylvania. The guide also highlights 16 fairs that offer live harness racing as part of one of the nation's leading fair racing programs. Copies of this 2016 Pennsylvania Fair Guide will be available at my district office in the near future.
Representative Culver, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver.